Crime Juvenile Mombasa leaders have intensified calls for parents to seriously take responsibility for their children's behaviors in the wake of a resurgence of juvenile crimes in Kisauni sub-county. County Commissioner, CC, Muhammad Noor said a security agency had mobilized a mop-up in Kisauni sub-county to weed out the youthful criminals who have been terrorizing residents with impunity. Yesterday alone, we arrested 23 people, some are young people between 16 and 17 years engaging in crime. We will extend the operation to Likoni and Jomvu sub-counties to weed out criminals, said Noor. He decried that it was appalling to see people losing their phones or going to the mosque being attacked. We won't allow that trend to go in Mombasa, he said. Parents were urged to know their children's whereabouts during school holidays and not to allow them to loiter around. The County Commissioner, CC, Muhammad Noor was speaking after Eid al-Fitr prayers at the Ronald Ingala grounds. He stated that in conjunction with the county government, they will close down Maguka chewing dens, which are breeding grounds for criminals and children to stay there overnight. We want children at dusk to be at home, in the dens they acquire indecorous behavior. We have finished Ramadan, we will close all the dens, stated CC Noor. In the renewed fight against alcohol and drug abuse, the CC revealed that they have so far closed 167 bars, got heroin 160 sachets, and 30,000 liters of bootleg liquor was destroyed. We have also closed 21 chemists selling drugs to children. A chemist was found selling over-the-counter a sleeping pill to a 7-year-old child, said the county commissioner. Mombasa Governor Abdul Swamad Nasir echoed the county commissioner's sentiments, saying there is no justification for anyone to engage in crimes than a child between 17 years and 20 years is supposed to be in school and shouldn't use the lack of jobs as an excuse. Parents and community must take responsibility. Parents should also be interrogated about their children's behavior. Data shows that whenever schools are on, crime rates are usually low, but when they are closed, crime surges. It is not right, said Governor Nasir. He warned children engaging in crimes that when they are apprehended, their crime cases are being recorded and no employer will employ them. Chief Qadi Sheikh Abdul Halim Hussein congratulated the Muslim faithful for cooperating with the security to ensure there was peace in Ramadan epoch. The Chief Qadi urged Muslims to assist the less fortunate families. He lauded the government for its efforts to heighten security during the fasting month that enabled Muslims to perform night prayers and businesses to thrive.